The fire that tore through downtown Orillia last month has left devastation in its wake, including the complete destruction of Three Crows Speak Studio, an art and gift shop owned by Métis artist Sylvia Tesseri. "I've been downtown in that spot since 2014, Tesseri told Orillia Matters, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today. "I had crystals, candles, lots and lots of art. I had jewelry, carousel art, and handmade soap that I've been making for many years. I call it heritage soap." When the fire broke out, Tesseri rushed to the scene but could do little except watch as the flames consumed her livelihood. Sylvia Tesseri is the owner of Three Crows Speak Studio, which lost its Peter Street location in a fire last month. Supplied photo. "I drove down immediately, but I couldn't get in. I could see my stuff in the window, but I couldn't get in," she said. "It was completely engulfed. It was horrific." The loss has been difficult to process for Tesseri, especially after the challenges she had already overcome. "I spent a few days really quite stunned," she said. "I had beaten the odds by surviving COVID, -19. I lost my roommate, and I still managed to keep the shop going. But I came through COVID, only to have it burn." While Tesseri did have some insurance, she is still unsure if it will be enough to cover her losses. "I have some insurance. I'm working on it right now, but it's a nightmare," she explained. "The business is dead in the water because the rents are very high. I'm looking at rents 3 times higher than what I was paying." Tesseri is now at a crossroads, unsure if she will be able to reopen in a physical location. "I'm still painting and still making art. But where I sell, that's the question," she said. "I could move everything online, but that shop had a lot of really good energy. People came in just to talk. Online just feels flat." Despite the uncertainty, she is holding on to hope. "I'm hoping for a miracle," she said. "Some perfect unit that I can afford." The loss of Three Crows Speak Studio has been deeply felt by its customers, many of whom have reached out to Tesseri with donations, messages, and words of encouragement. "They've been so supportive," she said. "A lot of them donated, a lot called with moral support. Especially younger people, they're very dismayed that the place doesn't exist anymore." A GoFundMe campaign launched to help Tesseri rebuild has already raised over $1,500. "It's really touching that people have rallied together to help me," she said. "I haven't just lost the physical shop, I've lost a part of my life with that. In this economic environment, it's scary to think that it's gone." For now, Tesseri is continuing her art and selling through her Facebook page. She plans to begin deliveries in March while she determines her next steps. "I want to give a big thank you to everyone," she said. "Stay tuned for the next stop, whatever that is. I'll know soon." The January 21st fire destroyed the landmark, 130-year-old building at the corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets. The fire caused $4 million in damages and destroyed several businesses. Nobody was injured. A Brampton man has been charged with arson in connection to the fire.